and stripes, and eagle fly.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this Tuesday before the big Turkey Day. Oh, just thinking about myself, my tummy all being full, and I'm being tired with all the tryptophan, and so I take an afternoon nap. You know, kids just don't get it. They don't understand how much, as they get older, they're going to enjoy those naps that they're forced to take now. I know, we used to fight as kids, but oh, who doesn't love a good nap on the weekends especially? But after Thanksgiving, it's a priority. So, as we are talking about things today, as we head into this Thanksgiving that, you know, we're trying to make things right for our family and being able to afford things, but the government just keeps coming at us, whether it's city, state, federal, gimme, 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 taxes, fees, everything just goes up. It never goes down. We're heading into an election for 2020. Start looking at all the players. Oh, my gosh. Elizabeth Warren caught lying again to a woman's face. My children went to public schools. No, they didn't. They went to private schools. Ugh. Typical of the media. Now that Bloomberg has decided to, I hope nobody gives to him. Please don't give to his campaign. He has the money. He's trying to buy his way into the White House right now. Anti-Trumpers are going, well, so did Trump. No, Trump did it. A lot of people went out and donated to Donald Trump. I know I did. Bloomberg? He didn't even go out on the trail. He's a billionaire. He doesn't want to shake our hands. Trump, he loves shaking people's hands and taking pictures with them. Bloomberg, not unless it's going to get him anything. But this just goes to show, as the Trumps have been ripped apart, you know, even distant cousins. Bloomberg News, well, they are not allowed to report on Bloomberg or his family. Anyway, but that's even double downed now. And they are not allowed to report on Democrat candidates. They are only allowed to trash Trump. Interesting. Kind of makes me feel like how local news is run. You have to be friends with all the commissioners and all the council people, you have to be able to get your interview. If people want to come on my show, they're welcome to come on my show. I'm not going to beg people. Number's the same for everybody. 884-9910. 884-9910. Or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. But it got me thinking about this whole thing. I mean, it's just incredible about how the way the Democrats are abusing our justice system right now. In the last segment, Parker was talking about, you know, it doesn't matter if they've got a D or an R behind their name. It doesn't now. It used to back then, way back then. As most people know, or a few people know, I won't say most, not everybody listens to me, I record audiobooks. I was in the middle of a session last night. Went to bed about 2:30 this morning. I wanted to read you this part, of something that I recorded last night that, wow, I didn't know that and I didn't think about that. Because once again, it goes to history. if you don't know American history, then you don't know jack about our country. Because they are rewriting it left and right. And when I say they, I mean the Democrats, the leftists, the progressives, the liberals. This is from the Salem witch trials. I know, imagine that, the Salem witch trials. How can I point that out for today? Here's a little history for you. This is not an article meant to rebuke the parties involved. Hindsight is an ironic thing. It allows us in the present to see the folly of other people's ways. In reading the documents, and there are many on this subject, it is entirely possible that the Puritans involved honestly believed that they were fighting the devil. We, in this modern age, see their courts as a child proclaiming to all that there are monsters in the world, that evil is real. Mob justice, however, motivated, is more evil and deadlier than 1,000 devils. The mob is mankind without heart, without mind, and without order. That is the most logical way to explain the horror of the Salem witch trials. Innocent people were hanged on hearsay. Sound familiar? If there is one shining legacy that came forth from all of this horror, it is that after the Salem witch trials, it became an American frame of mind that all were innocent until proven guilty. Once the founding fathers started to reshape the American continent a century later, they made this idea the law of the land. No more would a person be held in prison just on hearsay alone. As John Adams once said, facts are stubborn things. And whatever may be our wishes, our inclinations, or the dictates of our passion, they cannot alter the state of facts and evidence. Aren't the Democrats holding hearings and trying to get the duly elected president of the United States of America impeached on hearsay, on a bad game of telephone? See, this is what happens when you don't know history. 1693 was the last of the Salem witch trials. But I would definitely say that they are back, and back with a vengeance. Media screaming, bombshells! Do you believe it? Treason! A media and a national party pushing a narrative to drive this country apart. I am hopeful that all it is doing is bringing us together for the next election. And I'm not just talking about the re-election of Donald Trump. I'm talking about going forward and looking at our local elections, looking at the people who are running, the incumbents who are running, the people who have been in office who are running for higher office. Have they done the job for you that you deserve? But as Lyon County just went through, don't look at what your elected representatives have done for just you. Look at what they have done for the community that they supposedly represent. And then ask yourself, is that what you would have wanted for yourself as well? I know I keep going back to Lyon County, but it is a perfect example right now. Three commissioners who don't have any skin in the game raise the fees of people who just live in Dayton and Mound House on their water and sewage bills, 10%. With no recourse for sunsetting, 10%, I believe it is, for the next 5 years. Well, it doesn't say that it has to go away. Unbelievable. Is that somebody that you want representing you? Do you think that that vote would have turned out that way had it been the entirety of Lyon County? Interesting questions to ask yourself. And then think about that when you go to the primaries. Again, I can't urge you enough. It's not the general election. It is the primaries. That's when you are pitting Republicans against Republicans, Democrats against liberal progressives. And then know who you're voting for. Go back in their past. Find the truth for yourself. Look at all the stories. Read all the stories. Maybe they're being accused of something that they really did do. And it's not just propaganda or slander before an election. Maybe they really did do it. And then listen to the people who come forward to dispute it. There was a rape charge against Donald Trump. There was also people coming forward that said, no, this was a setup, trying to tie him to guess who? Jeffrey Epstein. They try to tie Trump to Jeffrey Epstein with every turn they can get. Pictures of them together, way back when. Something Trump said way back then. But then Trump knew who he was and he disassociated himself with him. So don't find out just what somebody said at this time. Find out what they've been doing since. The Clintons, you go back in their history, and Hillary was excited when a girl who was legitimately raped, when she brought the man to trial, Hillary got him off. And she's been living her life ever since, still celebrating that. People are people. We make mistakes. I get that. Politicians have skeletons in their closet. I get that. But when the truth finally comes out, what decision do you make? Do you keep him in office? Or do you let him go? Or do you support that party and say, I'll turn a blind eye for now? It's up to you when you get in that voting booth. What would you like to talk about today? Head on over to our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you think Nevada should have a lottery now that we're only one of five states that doesn't? Way to go, Mississippi. We'll be back with some poll results when we come back here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT. KKFT.
Why? Because it's your live and local FM talk show until noon, 12 o'clock. And that's usually when the phones really start to pick up. It's like, sorry, but if you got something you want to say, you got to call now. 884-9910. Going back to our poll question, now that Mississippi jumped into the lottery business, we are now one of only five states that doesn't have it. Should we have a state lottery and participate in Powerball, Megabucks, things like that? Well, currently, the Nevada Constitution prohibits the operation of a lottery within the state of Nevada. That means we'd have to change the Constitution. So there's the poll question. Yes, change the state constitution, or no, we don't need it. Well, it's not like we need it, but it would be nice to have it and be used as a income generator. As long as it's legislated to put the money where it says it's going to go, not like California and Oklahoma. Didn't know about Oklahoma. I figured California, but I didn't know about Oklahoma. So far, 75% say yes, change the Constitution. 25%, no, we don't need it. There you have it. Going back to some other interesting stories, I have a new site. Yes, a new site. I need to put this on our website at 991fmtalk.com. I have a list of websites I like to go to for good information. And now I have another one that I need to put on there. I've been reading this for, I'd say about a week now, and I'm really getting into it. I really like it. America's News Digest. It's called the Patriot Post. And it's got some very interesting articles. National, international. But I love this one. Talk about taking care of yourself. It's the one Armstrong and Getty was talking about this morning. 82-year-old female bodybuilder takes out 29-year-old home intruder. She's old, she says, but that doesn't mean she's not tough as nails. We are in a society now where there are a lot of people who are preying on those who they think are weak. And they have some big surprises ahead of them. Just be prepared for anything, especially during the holidays. Here we are. We're 2 days away, or a day and a half, I guess, from Thanksgiving. People hanging out and chilling. And then there's the big shopping day the next day. Black Friday. All I can say is please, as someone who believes in personal protection, whether it be having a CCW and concealed carry, I still go back to we need a national concealed carry. I just take care of that problem right then and there. Because the only thing that the Democrats and the liberal progressives out there are trying to do is unarm law-abiding citizens. That's all they're trying to do. I have not heard one politician on either side of the aisle tell me how they're going to crack down on the criminals with stolen firearms, with firearms that have no serial numbers. Of course, they're making everybody a criminal in California. Law enforcement can't even go into a store now and buy a good amount of ammo. Had somebody send me that story yesterday. They were turned away because of California law. They needed a couple thousand rounds for training to make sure that our law enforcement is well-trained, go out, do their practices. They couldn't even go into the store and buy the ammo and have it delivered. Nope. They only prey on the law-abiding citizen because they don't think that you'll fight back. A lot of politicians think that you have this in your mind that they are doing this for you. They care about you. They worry about you, your safety, your health and welfare. But I think more and more people are picking up on the fact that that's not true. We need to start thinking about these laws and not feeling them. So why are we in these situations where law-abiding citizens' Second Amendment rights are being attacked? Why law enforcement can't even get thousands of rounds of ammo for training from a locally owned shop? Well, that'd be Michael Bloomberg. And his whole idea of disarming America, where only people like him and their bodyguards own firearms. Does that name sound familiar? Bloomberg, the person who put millions of dollars into this state to make sure that red flag laws got pushed. Yeah, that man is now spending his money, $30 million on his first ad buy to run for president of the United States of America. I don't think so. Stick around. It's time for a Fox News update right here on your live and local FM talk station. It's 92.3 and 99.1, The Monica J. Show, FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk, 99.1.
It's live and local FM News Talk. The Monica J. Show, 884-9910, and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Log on to our website today at 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question in light of Mississippi's decision yesterday to support a lottery. We are now only one of five states. We're dwindling down. Soon we're going to be the last one, probably. So, do we need to change our Constitution? Because it is in there. No lottery. Do we need to change that and have one? So far, 75% are saying yes. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Lynn this morning. Hi, Lynn. Do you want to talk about the lottery?
Yes, I certainly do. Thank you for having me on. And I just wanted to let you know that that I am State Vice President of Nevada Eagle Forum. I've been going to the legislature since 1987. I've spoken against the lotteries every time it's come up at our state legislature. And there's a number of reasons why. And if you would permit me, I'd like to talk a little bit about those.
Lynn, please.
Okay. I would really like people to think about this. Number one, the lotteries usually target the poor. I've done a lot of research, and the lotteries always target the poor. We already have enough problems with gambling, with people gambling. Adults have a lot of problems with gambling. We have something called Gamblers Anonymous. Did you know that there's a Gamblers Anonymous for children? Most people didn't know that in my research over the years. Yeah, and there's thousands of kids that talk about how they got started. Every one of them, every one of the stories from these kids, they started off with scratchers, lotteries. And that is really a huge concern of mine. That's what got me started. I came across all these kids online, you know, on different websites talking about how they got started. And they were little children, and it was fun to scratch things off, and they get hooked on it. And they can't stop, and it's the most important thing. That's what almost all the kids were saying in their testimonies, were they got started, and it was the most important thing to them. They didn't care about anything else. That's scary. But if adults have problem with gambling, what does it do to our children's brains that are developing? The other thing that I wanted to say is my dad lived in California for a zillion years. And of course they were promised we'll have the lotteries and the money is going to go for the schools. Well, you know, billions and billions of dollars later, and how much money really went to the schools,
yeah.
I guarantee you it didn't. So those are things I want people to think about, and I urge people to go and look on Gamblers Anonymous for kids. Just, you know, I just typed in things like that, and I found all these different testimonies from kids. It's heartbreaking.
Lynn, I want to ask you, though, when people get addicted to things like that, doesn't that usually come back to there's something else missing in their life? When you talk to addiction specialists, I know it does have the trigger of the, you know, the endorphins and the adrenaline and everything, the excitement around it, and then the disappointment, and you want to keep that, literally that high going, that chemical imbalance in your brain, just like if you were doing drugs. But, I mean, isn't there something else missing? What about the other people who don't have those addictions?
And that's great that they don't have the addictions, but with so many children, their brains are still developing. And why would we be giving the message to the kids that it's a great idea to gamble because we can make money for the schools, just like, in my opinion, recreation marijuana is the same type of message we're sending to the kids. Mm-hmm. It's okay to do dope because we're going to get money for the schools. I think there's a lot of we're hitting the kids with all this false information or information that's not really correct. But I think the kids' brains are still developing, and they're more I have a bad cold right now. My brain is mushy. I can't think of the word.
You sound fantastic.
Well, I haven't coughed yet, and it sounds like I have consumption, so I'm trying not to cough. I took a swig of cough syrup, so I wouldn't cough. But, you know, our children's brains are still developing, and their brains are more apt to be taken in with the addiction problems, et cetera. And not that their lives might be missing something, but they may think they're missing something because they can get something. You know, just like with anybody else who I've ever heard talk about gambling, oh, I'm going to make it. I'm going to get so much money and blah, 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 and they never do.
Mm-hmm. It's just pull.
Yeah, it's the next. And I think the kids, you know, the kids, when I read their stories, it was apparent that they all had that same thing, that they just lived for that. They didn't care about anything else. And that to me was very scary. You know, we have some adults that do that, but almost all the kids, every one of the stories I was reading, it was the same type of thing. So I think it has to do with their developing brains and how they're taken in with this. And the other thing, of course, is the lotteries are targeted to the poor. That's where they advertise the most, in the poor sections of the cities and towns. And that's where they have all that lottery stuff. You know, I think it's a bad idea. We already have enough gambling in casinos, and they're regulated very well, but lotteries really aren't.
Well, I think that, you know, playing devil's advocate, going to the other side, my side, I guess, because I support lotteries because I don't have addictions like that. But people should be able to have their choice, because I don't gamble in casinos. I look at more important things for my money than sitting there and going through, you know, literally hundreds of dollars like my father did, because he had an addiction to gambling, and which, being straightforward, he also had addiction to lottery tickets. But I look at it as a personal choice that I don't, and I would like to buy, you know, one every once in a while. But
yeah, I do understand that, but I just urge people, think about it and really go on and read these kids' stories. It's just mind-numbing to know that there were ways to stop the kids from gambling and not giving them that taste of it, because parents do this all the time. And I know that's what every one of the kids said. You know, my parents let me scratch off, and that's how they got started. They spent every moment thinking about it. And when they would steal money from their parents and go out and steal from the stores just to get the money to get. And I kept thinking, well, how in the heck do they get the lottery tickets? Because you've got to do that. But they're able to do that, just like with smoking or dope or anything else. You know,
yeah, pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah,
that's a great a wonderful program is JTNN, Join Together Northern Nevada, and they have billboards all over town that marijuana, alcohol, whatever else, just because it's legal doesn't mean that it's right. So
I think it goes
back to, you know, that family unit that parents shouldn't allow their kids to participate or do anything like that. But as responsible adults outnumber those who are addicted, you know, how do you weigh that? So, Lynn, I am so glad you called. Thank you so much. And I'm glad you did all the research on that and was able to bring it to us. I greatly appreciate your participation.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'll have to call again when
I will. And I hope you get over your cold. Thank you so much.
I got lots of cooking to do.
Yeah. You don't want to be around that when you got a cold. Thank you,
exactly.
Lynn. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks.
Thank you. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Jane this morning. Jane wants to switch the subject over to gun laws. And just so you know, there is a Black Friday special because I believe in this organization. I know it has its problems just like everybody else. And there are different organizations that you can join. But the NRA is having 33% off their one-year membership. Now it's only $30. So there you go. Jane, thank you for calling in. What would you like to talk about?
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Monica. And thank you for letting me have just a brief moment of your time. As I've talked to your listenership, who are responsible gun owners, over the past year, it's always been about there's a concealed court database in Clark County of husbands and fathers who have been adjudicated domestically violent, and that database is not seeing the light of day. And so fast forward to this year, just to recap on what has happened. In March, we got a letter from Aaron Ford, the Attorney General, Aaron Ford, stating that that database has no legal authority to be concealed. And then in July, a man by the name of Avery Ford, same last name, 27-year-old son of Aaron Ford, slapped his girlfriend in a casino in Las Vegas and was arrested for domestic violence. That brings us to today. That court case is interesting because in October, the Nevada Supreme Court ruled in the case of Anderson v. 8th Judicial District Court that any bench trial that includes a city municipal court trial or a justice court trial has to be bound up to the district court if a person's gun rights are jeopardized because of a domestic violence charge. So the Nevada Supreme Court ruling, which happened in October, resulted in communities throughout the state, such as the Clark County community and the Washoe County community, to adopt a policy now where domestic violence cases must be heard by a district court jury trial in the district courts. And the reason for that is because a juris trial or a bench trial where the justice or the judge is the jurist does not allow a group of peers to hear a gun owner's rights. So with that happening now, and we have an entire database of adjudicated domestically violent husbands and fathers, that database was started in 1998 and has a minimum of 1,000 petitioners a year. So that database is at least a minimum of 20,000 petitioners. The name of the adversarial party, the person alleged to be domestically violent, and the court case number. That's what's in the database that's being concealed. We have been calling for this database to see the light of day. Washoe County is getting it correct. Washoe County is the second judicial district court. Clark County is the eighth judicial district court. The Nevada Supreme Court passed a statute that any community that has over 100,000 population must start a family division district court. So that started in the 8th Judicial District, started in Clark County. They have a family division court, district court, and Washoe County, because it has over 100,000 population, has a family division district court. So for your listeners, I just want to clarify, the court that the Supreme Court is asking for the jury trial is in a district court. The court where the husbands and fathers who own guns are being adjudicated domestically violent is in the district court family division. The district court family division is not a criminal court. It does not have prosecutors and issue orders of conviction. So with that being said, Washoe County District Court Family Division is letting the adjudicated domestically violent husbands and fathers court database see the light of day.
That's good.
So Washoe County's getting it correct. And the reason I bring that to your attention is those cases can be looked up by anybody when they go to the Washoe District Court website and put in the name of someone that they know there was a protection order issued or at least applied for. And probably the most famous case in modern times is Darren and Charla Mack. So If you put in one of those names, it will come up and show an FV case. FV as in family violence. So, again, we're calling to get this database, which is in Clark County, they call it the T database. T as in Thomas, or T for temporary protection order. We're demanding that it see the light of day. And unfortunately, in our investigation, which is ongoing, not even the people who are in authority over that database, like the IT person who has the access to that database in Clark County, his name is Michael Doan, he doesn't even know it. Wow. There's a saying out there, you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. But so, Jane, I got to let you go, but that's just a reminder to everybody, the differences between Clark County and Washoe County, and as a whole for the state, we need to make sure that if people legally should not have guns because of domestic violence, if they've gone through the courts, then it needs to be known to everybody, it needs to be known to law enforcement, it needs to be known to counselors and everything like that. So we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. That's where we got you, all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local until 12 o'clock. So it's time to wrap it up. Going to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Well, do we jump into the lottery business now that we're only one of five states down to it? No, we don't need to, sitting in at 40% right now. So get your opinion in. I'll be back with you tomorrow. And of course, tomorrow, the day before Thanksgiving. I hope you send in your calls or your emails at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Send me your emails or call 884-9910. As tomorrow, please bring up some things that you're thankful for. It can't all be negative. We know there are good politicians. We know there are good policies. We know that there are good people in the world. So let's celebrate that tomorrow. And we'll give you the results of the poll question about the lottery and if you want to continue that conversation too. Have a great day. I hope it's not too cold where you are. It's definitely a heavy sweater day. Just stay safe. Enjoy me tomorrow, the day before Thanksgiving, as we celebrate this great time in Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are slightly higher as investors continue to monitor the latest developments on the trade front. And shares of Best Buy are up 12% and leading the S&P 500 higher. The electronics retailer joining a handful of other big box stores like Target and Walmart and releasing some strong sales numbers for the third quarter and boosting its forecast for the critical holiday shopping season. Best Buy, once under severe threat from Amazon, is holding its own after aggressively expanding its online operations, speeding up deliveries, and making store visits for customers a better overall experience. However, it's a different story for discount store chain Dollar Tree. Its shares plunging over 15% today after the company, which owns both the Dollar Tree and Family Dollar, lowered its earnings guidance for the year, with Dollar Tree expecting a hit from U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.